With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Several U.S. allies, including Great Britain, France, and Australia, plan to appear in an upcoming session of the United Nations. They will be doing that to try and encourage the development of a Palestinian state. Correspondent Julia Walker reports a cyber attack has disrupted check-in systems at major European airports.
A cyber attack targeting check-in and boarding systems in Europe Friday night disrupts air traffic, causing delays at several of Europe's major airports Saturday, according to officials, though the initial impact seems somewhat limited. Aviation and travel expert Paul Charles says Collins Aerospace, which reported the cyber attack affecting its check-in systems, has a big problem.
Collins Aerospace is owned by RTX. It's the world's biggest defense and aviation company. Collins supplies the UK government. It supplies other governments around the world.
European airports advising flyers to check their flight status. I'm Julie Walker.
Former U.S. Attorney Andrew C. McCarthy says the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk would likely fail if he tried to use an insanity defense.
What we saw from, you know, written chats and conversations and that sort of thing, it actually shows a thoughtful plan.
The Senate rejected two competing measures to fund the federal government, meaning a shutdown could be on the way.
Democrats voted against the funding bill, demanding restoration of Medicaid support and action to extend subsidies under the Affordable Care Act that are now set to expire at the end of the year. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Access to high-quality, affordable health care is a right, and Democrats are on the floor of the House of Representatives vindicating that right at all times.
Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole responds.
Got exactly what you asked for. You asked for a clean CR. You got a clean CR.
The vote was 217 to 212. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A new poll shows Christians are more than happy to agree to disagree about supporting President Trump.
Evangelicals are one of Mr. Trump's key blocks of support, but not every Christian in America voted for him. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most believers don't have any problem with that. The survey reveals that 80% of self-described Christians say that followers of Christ can disagree about the president. 11% say opposing him is fundamental to being a Christian, while 7% say supporting him is fundamental. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. The room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox Christian and a couple of hundred Catholic, are up on the rocky hillsides. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports day and night are about to get equal time, at least for a brief moment.
The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get ever longer, and the southern hemisphere will head to summer. Solstices are the opposite. They happen in December and March when the Earth is tilted most strongly toward or away from the sun. So day and night are very different lengths. Keith Peters, Washington.
Still mourning the loss of its co-founder and leader, Turning Point USA looks to the future now. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She is a unanimous choice of the group's board of directors. They say that when he was still alive, Charlie Kirk had voiced that as his wish many times, that in the event of his death, that his wife should take over leadership. More on this story at SRNNews.com.